Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
Lately, I've noticed a dramatic reduction in the amount of semen I have. I realize this is a natural phenomenon, but is there something more that might be going on?
The color and consistency of a man's semen can vary from day to day, as well as over the course of one's life. Often these changes are normal and may be associated with the frequency of a man's ejaculation or even his diet or exercise. Some characteristics of semen are age-related. For example, younger men tend to ejaculate with a good deal of force, often resulting in ejaculate that can travel further than the ejaculations of older men, who sometimes describe their semen as dribbling out of their penis with less force. Although many variations in semen are common and healthy, other times changes in the color or consistency of ejaculate may signal issues with one's testicular health, prostate health, or other health issues. A urologist is a doctor who specializes in male sexual, urinary, and reproductive health issues, including issues relating to the prostate, testes, and ejaculation. Please consider checking in with a healthcare provider who can examine your body and, if necessary, perform appropriate tests to rule out any health conditions. Inside the scrotum are a man's testicles, as well as other parts such as the epididymis that are small coiled tubes close to the testicles. The epididymis play an important role in the process of sperm storage and maturation, and they are sometimes prone to infection, inflammation, and soreness that can result from such problems. As such, it is particularly important to check in with a healthcare provider any time that a man is experiencing testicular soreness. Discomfort, soreness, or swelling around the testicles may be a sign of trauma or injury to a man's genitals, or it may indicate a bacterial infection, a sexually transmissible infection, inflammation, or other health issues. All cases of testicular soreness, cracking sounds, or other discomfort should be checked out by a healthcare provider.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.